Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Jesus Christ referred to himself as the bread of life that comes down from heaven. When we have communion, we eat him. We eat his word. We digest his word. We don't read his word as a history lesson. We don't read it as some type of course in college. We read it to renew our minds with truth. That's what we're doing. We're actually taking a spiritual bath when we're renewing our minds with God's word. And God's word is eternal. It never grows old. It might, from culture to culture, seem extremely strange because it's so different from the world, but the fact is, it's truth and it's a foundation. Ephesians 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Christ describes love as becoming an offering and a sacrifice to God for us. Yes, that's what he was, gang. He was a sacrifice to the Father because he had become flesh. And all his flesh died on a cross and was the Lamb heading to the Father, but for us. So now the Father no longer sees us, sees our sinful nature. He sees the love his son had, the obedience his son had for us. But he warns us here, because there's a but there. Right after, there's a B-U-T. After he says, Christ has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, but fornication, people. That's the first thing he says. Fornication and all uncleanliness and covetousness. Let it not be named once among you as becoming a saint. Sexual sins, sexual perversions. You know, everything is hidden, gang. They say these pornographic websites like Fans Only, Pornhub, all this disgusting stuff, actually get more views than Amazon, Google, all put together. That's how intense this sin is. And it's hidden. It's in the dark. No one knows anything. Just like it is now on a computer. No one knows. No one knows what you're doing. No one knows anything. No one knows it. It's up to you. But fornication. And the devil knows, gang, because of God's word. If it comes into your eyes and then gets its way into your heart, you might as well have done it. Yes. You might as well have done it. The evil spirit, the demon rat that wants to drag your soul to hell, that wants to live his deeds through your body, loves fornication. Yes, it's a stronghold. It could become an addiction. An addiction is just a stronghold out of control. It's very close to a demonic possession. You can't cut loose of it without Jesus Christ, without the Spirit of the living God doing your fighting, without faith, without totally denying. And sometimes it won't be easy. Jesus sweated blood in his denial test. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness. We want to covet things. We want everything. I even included this in this border crisis. It's almost like these nations covet what we have. These aren't poor, just, you know, horrible people dying of starvation coming over the border or that came over the border. It's slowed down now, if not totally stopped. But they have what we want. You know what they want? A better life. They just want a better life. Where does that end, gang? $1 better? $10 better? What? I want, you know, 3 rooms and a swimming pool better? I mean, where does it end? Where does it end? There's 8 billion people on the planet, gang. Where does it end? It's utter foolishness. It's covetousness. We want your schools, we want your roads, we want your hospitals, and eventually they want your women. Yeah, that's how it ends up. Covetousness. Many times that's what wars over the years were fought over. Boundaries and seaports and minerals and fertile land. You fought wars out of covetousness. We want what you have. And he puts that basically in the same sentence along with fornication and uncleanliness. But those, he says, let them not be named once among you when you become a saint. That's how important it is, gang. That's how much we should put a border up against all these things and immediately take every thought captive. The split second your eyes go on something that shouldn't be, could be by accident. You have 1 split second to put up the shield of faith and say, Lord, I speak purity. I speak modesty. I speak the clean word of God all over my body because I am the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ and I was bought by a price. I am not my own. As a Christian, you aren't given the liberty to abuse your body anymore. You aren't given the liberty to take that body that you have and bring it anywhere you want. No, you are a slave now to righteousness, and you are a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is your master, and he has bought you, and he bought you with his blood. But it also says here, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, which means fitting, but rather give thanks. In other words, don't waste your words on silly things. Speak good things. Good things. For this you know that no whoremonger, here we go, whoremonger, men, that's a man on the prowl. That's a man that just wants another woman to put another notch in his belt. That's a whoremonger. For this you know that no whoremonger nor unclean person, not living a righteous, clean life, nor covetous man, here we go again. Whoremongers, uncleanliness, or covetousness, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Wow. No inheritance. In other words, you've been cut out of the will. You have no inheritance. If you're involved in that, if you're involved, sir, of being a whoremonger, can't keep your paws off of any women, all right? Or you're an unclean person. Can't keep your eyes off of all the pornography. Right now, if you're in a battle and it's not willful and you're fighting, that's a different story, guys. But don't give in. Fight. I'm encouraging you. Don't give in. Don't just accept it. Don't turn it into a willful behavior. Fight. Fight, fight. Renew your mind with the word of God. Beware of your companionship. Watch what you see. Watch what you hear. Lot was a righteous man. Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah. Probably one of the most filthiest places to ever exist. I mean, the Lord gave him a chance. If he could have found 10 righteous people. Imagine that. As disgusting as Sodom and Gomorrah is, the mercy of the Father to Abram was, if I find 10 people, I won't destroy it. And it's obvious he couldn't. But he was vexed by what he saw and what he heard. Guard your eyes. Guard your ears. Watch the people you surround yourself with. Renew yourself with the word of God. Cleanse yourself. And fight a life of denial in your mind. Immediately put up the shield of faith. It's literally a shield of faith. In other words, I'm going to believe in God's word versus my body. Because your body likes sin. Because the flesh and the spirit are contrary to one another. Anything that the spirit is directing you to, your flesh nature is going in the opposite direction. So there is pleasure. There is pleasure for a man who's a whoremonger. There is pleasure in the guy with big cigars that's trying to outdo everybody for their last buck. There is pleasure in that covetousness. But it's passing, we're told. It's a deception, we're told. And it's only for a season. And actually, you're a puppet of the devil when that's taking place. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. People, there's no confusion in this verse. Ephesians 5, verse 6. Now, let me go over this. Let no man deceive you with vain words. You know what those vain words? Everything's fine. Do what you want. You only live once. Nobody will know. You're not hurting anybody. Vain, useless, deceptive words. Because he goes on to say, for because of these things, because of these things. What are these things? Fornication, uncleanliness, covetousness, foolish talking, jesting. These, being a whoremonger, these are the things that lead to the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. You know how important that is. That's more important than 8 years of education to know that. That's more important than getting a PhD. Yes. That's more important than being a genius. Just knowing that what you might consider fun, what you might consider good, is a deception. And don't listen to people. If you have tasted of Jesus Christ and you know the truth, and you know these things are wrong, today's a day of salvation. Today's a day you're saved. Put up the shield of faith and fight and endure and resist. So it goes on to say, be ye not partakers with them. Watch your companionship, people. Watch who your children are playing with, your grandchildren. Watch it like a hawk. If you know families or people that are involved in this, you don't have to be a holier than thou. You don't have to stick your nose up in the air. But it says here, don't be partakers with them. Don't join them. Stay away. For it warns us, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you in the light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, in righteousness, and in truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. So you have changed, people. At one time you did walk in darkness before you knew the Lord, but you are not there anymore. You are not the same creation. You're a new creation. And walk in all goodness and righteousness. And it goes on to say, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Expose them, gang. Put them to the light and destroy them. God bless you. Walk in love. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.